Hello, and welcome back to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, July 6th. Tesla's stock is rallying again and pushing new all-time highs as Wall Street analysts are scrambling to adjust. As of writing, Tesla's stock is now up over 200% year-to-date and over 250% since its low during the pandemic back in March. Tesla is helped by the entire market being pretty far up today, but the automaker is now up more than 10% and reaching an all-time high of over $1,300 per share. The stock appears to be moving higher thanks to JMP Securities analyst Joe Osha, who increased his target price on the stock from $1,050 to a new high of $1,500. CEO Elon Musk took a victory lap on Twitter, boasting of Tesla's rise and dunking on traders who shorted the stock and bet against the company. In one tweet, he made a licentious allusion towards the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, but the most popular of his tweets was a suggestion that Tesla would sell a new clothing item, branded shorts, in honor of those who held a short position against the company. And it happened. They actually did make the shorts, and it's done now. Tesla wrote in a product description of the new shorts that it sold online, quote, "Celebrate summer with Tesla short shorts. Run like the wind or entertain like Liberace with our red satin and gold trim design." Now, the internet went crazy for it and broke Tesla's shop website, which quickly started malfunctioning after Musk tweeted a link to 36 million followers on Twitter. Now, despite the juvenile and overblown price of $69.420, Tesla sold out of the item instantly. A group of companies in the United Kingdom announced that they commissioned a new Tesla Megapack project that is going to use Tesla's new Autobidder platform. Photo Weisho Renewable Ventures and British renewables energy developer Harmony Energy announced that today they are commissioning their new battery energy storage plant in Dorset on the UK's south coast. The 15 megawatt-hour project uses Tesla Megapacks that will offset peak demand on the UK national grid. Tesla is adding factories faster than it is adding new vehicles these days, and now Elon Musk hints at a possible new factory in Asia, but not in China. When asked on Twitter if Tesla plans to expand megafactories in Asia outside China, the CEO answered, quote, "Yeah, but first we need to finish Giga Berlin and the second U.S. Giga to serve the eastern half of North America." Now, while Musk confirmed that it is in Tesla's plans, he didn't offer any specifics beyond Asia, which is a pretty big place. Some suggestions include Japan and Korea. Both have strong existing automotive industries, and they would definitely be a frontrunner in Electrek's opinion. Tesla has updated its warranty for its already problematic media unit and touchscreen with a ridiculously shorter 2-year or 25,000-mile limit. As we previously reported, Tesla has had problems with the embedded multimedia card memory in its original central media unit touchscreen, which is called the MCU. If it failed during Tesla's 4-year limited warranty, Tesla would replace it with a new or refurbished unit, which also had a 4-year warranty or 50,000 miles. However, this week Tesla updated the warranty on the replacements and slashed the length of the coverage in half. According to the update on its website, quote, "Touchscreen and media control unit, 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first." The updated warranty comes just a few weeks after it was announced that Tesla is under investigation by the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration over the very same issue. Tesla has launched reservations for the Cybertruck in China, which is a very increasingly important market for the automaker. Of course, when you think of China, you really don't think of pickup trucks, which are primarily an American thing. But the Chinese automotive market is so big that the numbers still add up to about 400,000 pickup trucks per year in China. Now, Tesla might have an opportunity to expand the market with a Cybertruck, which has been quite attractive to non-truck buyers in other markets. Tesla has reportedly secured more battery supply from LG Chem, who is going to assign capacity from a Korean factory to the California-based automaker. It wasn't long that Panasonic was Tesla's only supplier of battery cells, and over the last few years, Tesla started branching out and made deals with Samsung, SDI, and LG Chem for cells in stationary energy storage products. Then, over the last year, the automaker also certified battery cells from other suppliers than Panasonic for the cars. And now Reuters reported that Tesla also secured battery cell supply from LG Chem domestic production capacity in Korea. Quote, South Korea's LG Chem plans to start producing batteries for Tesla vehicles at a domestic factory this year after the U.S. electric car maker raised orders to cope with the demand, a person familiar with the matter said on Friday. Now, this doesn't state the production capacity that Tesla managed to secure from the new deal, and we would be anxious to know. A patent application shows that Tesla has been working with CureVac on a possibly revolutionary bioreactor for RNA for over a year now. Last week, we reported that Tesla announced the automaker has become the manufacturing partner for biotech firm CureVac. CureVac is a Germany-based company developing therapies based on messenger RNA, a promising technology to cure a large number of diseases. A tipster sent Electrek a patent application that Tesla jointly filed with CureVac through its Tesla Grohm division in Germany. The patent application is called, quote, Bioreactor for RNA in vitro transcription, and it describes an automated system for RNA manufacturing. A portion of the application reads, quote, The present invention relates to a bioreactor for RNA in vitro transcription, a method for RNA in vitro transcription, a module for transcribing DNA into RNA, and an automated apparatus for RNA manufacturing. Now, it took many by surprise to learn that Tesla is making a move in the biotech world, but we now learn that it has been in the works for quite a long time, apparently before COVID-19. Tesla issued a new statement denying reports that the automaker has been firing employees over COVID-19-related absences. Over the last few weeks, there have been several media reports stating that Tesla has been firing employees for abandoning their jobs due to absences related from the coronavirus. Tesla has now issued a statement regarding the situation, and the automaker claims that the employees are still employed. The statement in part reads, quote, The employees quoted in recent stories are still employed with Tesla, and we have offered them work multiple times. Volkswagen has one of the most aggressive electrification plans amongst the established automakers. And now we've learned that after the Zawaku factory, Volkswagen has started converting another of its factories from gas and diesel into electric vehicle production. Ralf Brandstätter, CEO of Volkswagen Brand, commented, quote, With the conversion of our plant at Emden into a production location for electric vehicles, Volkswagen is forcing the pace of the system change. All in all, the company will invest about 1 billion euros in the transformation of the factory. Emden will be developed into a cornerstone of our electric strategy. Now, the first vehicle to be produced at this facility will be the Volkswagen ID.4 electric car. In late May, Audi announced the launch of a new agile team to push the envelope on electric and autonomous technology. Volkswagen's luxury brand said the Artemis project would work on pioneering a vehicle. Autocar has now reported that Audi will develop an all-electric flagship sedan to showcase this technology. The first vehicle, which will be introduced around the year 2024, could take the form of an Audi A9 e-tron. Mark Dunesman, who was installed as Audi CEO on April 1st, set up the Artemis project to break through the company's bureaucracy and, quote, implement additional high-tech benchmarks without jeopardizing the manageability of existing projects. And now Autocar also reported that the Artemis project that has been installed would consider producing vehicle versions of the AI Race electric sports car and the AI Trail 4x4 concept. Mercedes-Benz announced that it will acquire a stake in the Chinese battery cell manufacturer, Farasis Energy, as it tries to secure battery supply for its electric vehicle plans. Farasis has two production plants in China, one in Guangzhou and another in Zhejiang, and it is working to expand production in Europe and the United States. Today, they are both selling parts to Mercedes-Benz for an undisclosed amount and starting a strategic partnership. Marcus Schaefer, member of the board of management of Daimler and Mercedes-Benz, commented, quote, We are pleased to further expand our partnership with Farasis in taking a decisive step with the implementation of our electric strategy, Electric First. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the city of Sydney, home to Central Borough and the largest metropolis of Australia, is now entirely powered by green energy. The city of 250,000 has been carbon neutral since 2007, and now it's 100% run on renewable energy being sourced from one wind farm and two solar farms in New South Wales. Dominion Energy and Duke Energy are canceling the $8 billion 600-mile Atlantic Coast pipeline due to rising legal costs. The natural gas pipeline was to run 600 miles from West Virginia through and then to eastern North Carolina. Many of the concrete defenses used to protect offshore wind turbines often need to be removed, recycled, or thrown away. and they contain plastics and are considered to be marine litter. So, a United Kingdom startup called ARC Marine has developed Reef Cubes, which has been a more sustainable alternative. The cubes are made from recycled aggregate and sand and is a byproduct of the quarrying industry. In July of 2011, Rebecca Prince Ruiz, the founder of Plastic Free Foundation, and a small team in local government in Western Australia founded Plastic Free July. Millions of people across the world participate, with many of them committing to reducing plastic pollution in a longer-term basis. You can check out the Plastic Free July's website to find ways to contribute permanently. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Diego Cardenas completed a 1,300-mile ride from the U.S.-Mexico border to the U.S.-Canada border on a Harley-Davidson electric motorcycle called the Livewire. The ride took about a week and a half. A new electric bike review was published on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the Fido D11. The bike just launched last week on Indiegogo for a pre-order price of $799. Electrek's Micah Toll describes the bike by saying, quote, "I'm definitely a fan of the Fido D11. Fido did a great job with the design and was able to create something unique and eye-catching. The bike, of course, isn't perfect, but I can live with its few small downsides if that means having a lightweight, decently powered, and convenient e-bike that looks as good as it works." Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.